From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farm Bureau is working to push the farm bill across the finish line in the House of Representatives. Chad Smith has more on why the time for passage is now.
The U.S. House of Representatives may hold a vote this week on the full farm bill approved on a bipartisan basis in the House Agriculture Committee. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall has been in repeated contact with lawmakers about moving this forward in the House.
I've sent letters to every member of the House encouraging them to pass this farm bill. Farmers need the certainty that the farm bill provides. We need Congress to show farmers that they have their backs during this tough economic time.
Duvall said the House Farm Bill proposal makes some long overdue changes.
The current Farm Bill makes important updates in research and conservation. It also increases loan limits for farmers who are spending more because of rising expenses. And it protects interstate commerce by fixing the challenges created by California's Prop 12.
Duvall says a new comprehensive farm bill is the only way to address many of the challenges facing U.S. farmers and ranchers.
We appreciate the administration and Congress for addressing many immediate needs of farmers through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. But there are several issues that can only be addressed with a new modernized farm bill. So much has changed since the last farm bill was passed in 2018. We need updates that will ensure farmers can continue to grow the food all American families rely on.
Voice your support for the farm bill on the advocacy page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments on cancer warning labels for Roundup weed killer. More when Farm Weekend returns.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau work daily to ensure they are raising the healthiest crops and animals with care to provide a safe and nutritious meal from their family to you and your family. Learn more about these Kansas farmers and ranchers and get great recipes featuring the products they raise by visiting our website, www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
A Missouri state court decision could be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court after a verdict favored a man who sued the maker of the popular herbicide Roundup, saying the product lacked a warning about cancer risk. Arguments focused on whether states can enforce their own pesticide labeling rules or if they must be consistent nationwide. The U.S. Department of Justice is backing Monsanto, the Missouri-based company, as it faces thousands of lawsuits claiming Roundup exposure increased cancer risk and that the company failed to warn consumers. John Durnell, a St. Louis resident, sued the company in 2019, saying that the exposure to the product over two decades led to his non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He was awarded $1.25 million by a Missouri trial court, though the Supreme Court appears inclined to favor federal authority.
Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
Like many who grew up in rural Kansas, my first job was opening gates on my grandparents' ranch. I earned the title of gate getter early, but it took a while before I could open every gate, and even longer to realize I was part of an informal apprenticeship. The heavy gates at the corral were easy, solid, hinged, predictable, but out in the pasture, things were different. Wire gates stretched tight, held with a loop, and opened with the cheater bar. They took more than strength, they took technique. Eventually, I figured it out, and once opening gates got easy, new challenges took their place, like running a wire stretcher, welding a clean bead, and operating equipment. I didn't know it at the time, but I was learning the same way people in agriculture always have, by doing, with guidance, patience, and the freedom to make mistakes. It was never called an apprenticeship, but that's exactly what it was. Today, the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program is putting structure around the same idea, connecting people starting out with those who've done the work. To learn more, visit kfb.org/RKAP.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.